Everybody, welcome. Episode 325 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, as always, is brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa, local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. All right, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny girls basketball tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting two of the Hawkettes' top returning players. But right now, we're going to start with the head coach of the program. He guided his team to a 10-13 record last year in his second season with the program, and he now boasts an overall mark of 23-23. He is Nate Toby. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, your team's had a couple of weeks to practice now. You guys will open the season on Saturday with a non-conference game at Ames that tips off at 2:30 p.m. You know, do you feel like this group is ready to go? I imagine you're anxious to see what everything will look like once the lights are on, huh?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, it's been a good 2 weeks of practice, and it's nice to have a lot of familiar faces and to add to some new faces that are really exciting. So, yeah, we can't wait for Saturday, and looking forward to a few more days of practice, though.
Let's talk about some of the players on your team. You guys certainly have a strong nucleus coming back, led by the two seniors who will be joining me here in a little bit, Jayla Williams and Ainsley Keene. Two other senior starters are also back, and Reagan Baldwin and Kyla Schopfeld. You know, did that make things pretty easy for you going into that first week of practice? You know, just the fact that these girls have so much experience and they already know what your expectations are?
Definitely, and they're just such quality people and leaders, and they've developed not only their games, but their ability to get teammates on board with everything that we're trying to do. And I just appreciate their growth and their commitment really since our offseason started. We've had great participation, and you know, everybody who has needed to come to things has come to things, and a big part of that is our senior returners taking leadership and taking ownership of what we're trying to do.
Well, the one starter from last year that you did have to replace was Savannah Gage, who was a 1,000-point career scorer, and she's now a freshman at St. Thomas. Now, Savannah obviously had the ball in her hands quite a bit. I know she handled the point guard duties at times throughout her career. So do you think her departure will change the way that you guys play at all, or is it just kind of a matter of, you know, rearranging pieces a little bit?
Yeah, she's definitely hard to replace, played in so many games and in so many big moments for Ankeny, and it's been fun to watch her first few games at St. Thomas. But we've had a long offseason to prepare for, you know, life without her, and I feel like her girls have risen to the occasion. I think there's still work to do in terms of getting used to bringing the ball up the court and initiating offense and even some things defensively. But we're in the right spot, but it's, yeah, you're right. It's definitely hard to replace somebody like that.
Well, I'm sure one area where you will really miss Savannah is in the leadership department, but you know, with the two girls here with us tonight, I think you've got some players that can kind of take over that role, don't you?
Yeah. And they're such fun personalities, and, they give so much energy to our program. They bring people with them, and we have a very connected group this year that, we're excited to see how that plays out during the course of a long season, but they put a lot of time and effort into bringing people together and hanging out as a team. You know, they've created opportunities to do that on their own, even without the coaching staff initiating that. And we just greatly appreciate that. And we know that'll pay off in the long run.
Well, I'll talk more with Jayla and Ainsley about their roles on the team here in a bit. But let me ask you about the other two returning starters and how they've looked thus far. Reagan averaged 6.5 points a game last season and led the team with 43 pointers, while Kyla averaged 3.8 points, and she earned all conference honorable mention along with Reagan. You know, do you feel like both of those players are capable of taking another step forward, maybe in terms of their production?
I definitely do. We've seen it all summer and fall. They both worked so hard to round out their games, and I'm really excited for them to show off how much work they put in to their games this season. And, you know, I feel like they're two of the more underrated people in the area, players, and I know they're going to have big seasons for us. And both of them really came on after one break last year, and we look forward to more progress this season from them.
Well, I know you told me for the season preview that I'll be posting later this week that this team will have more depth than it has had in the past. You told me that your other senior, Allison Hawkins, has had an outstanding offseason. Mm-hmm. And you also expect sophomores Callie Stoll and Paige Harsh to contribute along with a junior, Emma Worley, who played last year at ADM. So can you see this team, you know, routinely playing 8 to 10 players throughout the season?
Yeah, we definitely will to start the year. And, you know, we'll probably refine things from there if we need to. But I'm fine with playing as many as we can and still be competitive. And we have a lot of girls who really put in the work to give themselves an opportunity to contribute for us. And that's given us more depth than we've had before and more tough choices in terms of playing time. But it's nice we have a couple of games here early in the season to try some rotations out and give people a shot. And we know we have a lot of people who will rise to the occasion.
We also told me that a freshman, Allie Aguirre, will be expected to make an immediate impact. She is the younger sister of Ankeny Boys star Rio Aguirre, so she certainly comes from good bloodlines. And I've been hearing a lot about Allie since she was a seventh grader from a friend of mine who has a daughter in that class, but I've yet to see her play. So, Coach, what kind of a player is she? Does she have the size to play inside? Because that seems to be an area where maybe you guys could use the most help.
Yeah, she is an all-around player, and I think Ankeny Hawkeye fans will really enjoy watching her. She plays really hard. She's a great physical presence for us, but she's also an awesome perimeter player in terms of her guard skills, her shooting, her ability to pass and distribute. You know, for a freshman, she's really has a great all-around game. She's been around basketball so much. She already seems to be an experienced person. We know we'll have to bring her along with certain things this year, but she's had an outstanding couple of weeks here after not being able to play with us due to an injury this summer. She's really hit the ground running this fall and then to start practice this year.
Well, along with Jayla, who's another player who can do so many different things on the court, mm-hmm. I mean, that really gives you guys a lot of versatility, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a dynamic group, and they're fun to watch on practice when they get up and down, and they can really put pressure on defensively as well, and that's something Ollie's fit right into and, you know, bought into our system, it being a little bit different than some of the things she's done before. So she just knows basketball and understands coaching, and that's been great to see so far.
I mentioned that your team will open the season at Ames. That's a team that you defeated in last year's opener, 66-28. The Lowell Cyclones went 12-11 a year ago, but I believe they graduated two of their top three scorers. So I'm guessing maybe this will be a game where it'll be good maybe to break in some of your players up there.
Yeah, you never know in game one. I know they have some talented younger players, and you know, we don't really get an opportunity to scout them. So it'll be really important for our girls to take that first trip up there seriously. We haven't had to go up there the last couple of years. They've been in our place, so that's always different as well. But looking forward to just seeing what all of our girls can do and how they'll rise to the occasion.
Well, after this game, you guys will have a week off over Thanksgiving before hosting Des Moines Christian on December 1st. And then the next night, you'll host Valley, and that begins a stretch of five straight CIML conference games before you step out of the league for a game at Cedar Falls on December 19th. But let's talk about the CIML a little bit, which, of course, you know, is by far the strongest basketball league in the state. I see the Des Moines Register has done some preview articles, and they have three of the CIML teams at the top of their preseason Super 10 list with Johnston, Dowling Catholic, and Waukee Northwest. You know, it's going to be another gauntlet this year, isn't it?
Definitely. And, you know, there were some very talented players that graduated, but it just seems to reload every year that I've been involved in this. And it's a lot of fun to compete in, but not a lot of nights off. And you definitely have to be ready physically and mentally, you know, every week to bring your best.
Well, you guys will get your first look at the Dragons when you go to Johnston on December 9th. Of course, they've won the last two state titles, and they haven't lost a game in more than 2 years. Now, I know they lost to Monty Jenkins, but they do have Jenica Lewis back as well as the rest of their key players. So I don't imagine they're going to fall off too much, are they?
No, I don't think so. We've seen them a lot this summer and fall. And, you know, they still have a ton of talent, and, you know, they're expected to win, and they know how to win, and they find different ways to do that at times. And Jenica is really tough to deal with on both ends of the floor. And, you know, we look forward to playing them. That's a great challenge for us. But yeah, them, Dowling, Waukee Northwest, those are really high level elite teams that we're trying to put ourselves into and do the work to compete with this season.
Well, I see the Register also predicted an order of finish for the CIML. They have you guys in fourth behind those three elite teams. You know, do you think that's a fair assessment of where you guys are at, you know, right now? And of course, based on previous history, if you're the number four team in the CIML, you know, you could be the number four team in Class 5A. So that maybe is not a bad place to be.
No, it's not. And it's not going to be easy to get there. I think Valley's really good. I think Waukee's really really good. I mean, Centennial is going to be really good by the end of the season in Southeast Polk. And then Urbandale will be improved. So, again, not a lot of nights off, and we'll need to do our job each week to get ourselves in the best possible position to compete against all those teams. And, you know, it's a league that you could go 500 in and be a very, very good team. So, we'll do our best to compete each night against those teams.
Well, Coach, you mentioned going 500, and that could be a good season or a good record. You know, I'll finish off with you on this note. The Register had 25 questions for the upcoming season, you know, that will eventually be answered over the next few weeks or months. And one of their questions was about your team and asked if you guys can put together a winning season with the amount of returning talent that you have. Now, you guys do play a demanding schedule, and I'm sure you do want to finish with a winning record. But, you know, I'm guessing that you guys have bigger goals than that that you would also like to achieve. You know, you probably won't be satisfied with a winning record if you don't meet some of those other goals, will you?
Definitely. And I just think we need to focus on what's in front of us and understand how important it is to continuously get better throughout the course of the season. You know, the minute you stagnate is the minute you get beat in our league. And we just need to keep improving and keep our eyes on the bigger picture of our season and know that there's going to be ups and downs in the course of playing in our league, but we just need to weather the storm and bring our best possible game each night against these teams.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time tonight, and good luck with the season. I will be up there on Saturday. I'm going to the Iowa State football game, so that worked out well that they played 11. I'm just going to come right over there to your game afterwards, so I will see you there.
That sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny. It's very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, well, joining me now are two of the Hawkettes senior leaders. To my left is a four-year starter who is one of the state's most versatile players. She averaged a team-high 14.9 points and 8.2 rebounds as a junior. And she also led the squad with 66 steals and 33 blocks. A repeat pick to the Class 5A All-State second team. She signed a letter of intent last week to play next year at Creighton. She is Jayla Williams. Jayla, thanks for joining me. How are you doing? And to my right is another guard who is entering her third year as a starter. She averaged 11.1 points, 6.4 rebounds, and was the team's best free throw shooter as a junior when she made 88.4% of her attempts and was named to the CIML Conference second team. She is Ainsley Keene. Ainsley, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Jayla, since you just signed with Creighton last week, I wanted to ask you about that. I know you've been committed to the Blue Jays since last summer, but, you know, does it feel like your goal of playing at the D1 level is closer to becoming a reality now that you're officially signed?
It's nice, like, being able to know that, like, the process is pretty much completely done. Like, high school, I don't really have to worry about any other recruiting stuff.
Well, I see the team is off to a 1-2 start that includes an 83-74 win at Drake on November 9th. So were you able to attend that game?
Yeah, we did go to our whole team, or most of us.
Well, I know that the former Dowling star, Ava Zetiker, is off to a good start over there. Even though she comes off the bench as a freshman, she currently leads the team with an average of 13 points a game. You know, are you confident that you'll be able to step in and make a similar contribution next year?
It was a lot of rebuilding, but Flynn's a great coach. She's good at recruiting. He knows what he's doing. This is like what Creighton does. They're recruiting waves pretty much. So this was like a new wave. There's five new freshmen now because one had the red shirt, and they're all contributing. They're all getting their good minutes and doing well.
All right. And Ainsley, Coach told me for the season preview that you are considering your college options along with Reagan and Kyla. You know, have you looked at a lot of schools, and are you close to making a decision?
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the things that you're looking for in a school? Are you trying to find a school that matches your academic interests as well, or is the style of play one of the biggest factors for you? Well, have you enjoyed the process, or has it been a little stressful for you? Well, let's talk about your current team now. Ainsley, how have the preseason practices gone, and are you excited to get the season underway?
Had some practices, but I feel like we've been doing great to practice. I feel like we're getting better every single day, and we have great chemistry, so...
Yeah. And Jayla, we talked with Coach about you and Ainsley taking over some of the leadership for the team. Have you made an effort to do that in the preseason thus far?
Yeah. I think Stan, our team gets a lot off the court this year, especially because we have a lot of team bonding. And I feel like that's like helped us honestly come together. I mean, it makes our leadership roles a lot easier because like it's not like we're really forcing relationships or anything. Like we enjoy our company of each other. We like hanging out as a team. So we like even just small things like go grab food or something for practice or like a scrimmage or just small things like that. Or we're all talking. Like it's not super clicky. Like there's a lot of us. We all talk to each other, whether it's freshmen. Our freshmen are very good people too. And it's like we're inviting with them, I feel like, so.
Both of you played a lot of minutes last season when your team maybe wasn't as deep as coach would have liked. But as we talked about earlier, he expects this team to go a little deeper. Ainsley, from what you've seen in practice, you know, do you think this team has a lot of different players that can make key contributions?
Yeah, for sure. Starting four seniors this year, it's just because four seniors, you know, a lot more about the game than if you were a freshman. And I think we have a really good IQ, just us four seniors. And then a freshman coming in, I think she'll do great things as well.
And Jaylee, you probably played more minutes than anybody last season because you were asked to do so many different things for this team on the court. As much as you love to play, you know, do you think you could benefit from getting a little more rest, you know, here and there and be a little fresher at the end of the game?
I feel like if I have a little strategy, stretches of more games, close games, like in the fourth quarter, we need more energy and so maybe go on over 100% to finish the game strong.
I know you guys have tried to play at an up-tempo pace in the past, but at times you maybe need to slow it down to conserve some energy. Now, if you do have more depth, Ainsley, do you think that will allow you guys to get up and down the court a little faster?
Yeah, for sure. In practice, we've been doing team drills. We played the boys, and I feel like we're getting down the court really good. We have a lot of teammates that will run the floor and run to the rim, and it open looks for other people.
Well, Coach and I talked about some of the players who could make an impact this season. I wanted to get both of your thoughts on Allie. Now, Jayla, you also came in as a freshman 3 years ago and started right from the beginning. You averaged 11 points and 6 rebounds a game that season. Have you given her any advice on how to handle the transition to the varsity level as a freshman? Because I don't imagine that's easy.
Yeah, I try to pick her up because I feel like I see myself in her as well. Like, just she messes up. She obviously is down on herself. And it's a lot of pressure coming in starting as a freshman, like I remember. And I remember my freshman year, all the seniors were very welcoming. So I want to, like, kind of give her that same feel. Like, it's okay if she messes up. Like, she hasn't been at the varsity level. Obviously, she plays AAU. And, like, she's used to, like, tough competition. But it's hard coming in, especially if, like, it's really her and, like, another freshman pretty much. That, and I feel like they're both doing a great job in their positions that they're playing in.
And Ainsley, what kind of an impact do you think Allie can make? You know, if she can attract some defensive attention in the post, you know, where you guys really haven't had a huge threat the last couple of years, do you think that will open some things up for you and some other players in the perimeter to shoot the three?
Yeah, for sure. She can also shoot the ball as well, so she's a threat all around the court. Does it matter where she's at? And then she sets great screen, she rebounds, she works really hard what she does.
Well, I'm anxious to see her play because I was telling Coach I've never seen her play, so I'm anxious to watch her play. And Jaylee, you were named to the Register's All-Iowa preseason team, and that was a pretty exclusive club as there are only six players on that squad. In what ways do you think your game has improved since the end of last season? You know, is there anything in particular that you've worked on?
Honestly, staying more consistent with my shot, like more so like the perimeter shooting, like three-point kind of. And I feel like I've been trying to maintain, like, keeping the same energy, playing hard, trying to get defensive stops, because that's where I try to fall back on and rely on a lot of the time if my shot's not going in.
And Ainsley, what about you? Is there anything, you know, any particular aspect of your game that you've worked on in the offseason?
Yeah, just because we lost our point guard from last year, and so we're going to have to have people that can bring up the ball, so I need to work on those.
Yeah, I asked Coach about, you know, the impact of losing Savannah from last year. Do you think you'll be doing a lot of the point guard duties then this year?
Yeah, but we also have, like, I feel like our students are going to be so
Well, we talked with Coach about the grind that you guys will face in the CIML this season. Obviously, Johnston, Dowling, and Northwest are expected to be very strong again. Jayla, are there any other teams that, other than your own, that you think, you know, could make some noise in the league?
Lucky. They have a really good young point guard, Abba J. And she did really well last year. She played really well against us both games. So I think if they utilize her, and they have some height on their team as well. So I'd say maybe if they utilize the pieces that they have, they could potentially like surprise people.
Well, I didn't ask Coach his thoughts on your crosstown rival, but Ankeny Centennial seems to be heading into kind of a transition year with a new coach and Chris Harkin. He has to replace 9 seniors from last year's squad. You guys will see the Jaguars for the first time when you play at Centennial on December 5th. Now, Ainsley, both you and Jayla played on that last Ankeny team to defeat the Jaguars. That was late in the 22-23 season when you guys were freshmen. And, of course, Coach Toby took over your program the following season, so he's still looking for his first win in the rivalry. What do you expect out of the Jaguars this season? I'm sure you'd love to give Coach his first win over the Jaguars, wouldn't you?
I mean, I think it'll be tough just school, but I mean, great coach coming in, and I don't know if we can just start. We are in practice to they want to beat us too. Like, we have the same for both, so.
Well, I'm sure one of your team's biggest goals is to reach the state tournament for the first time since the split into two high schools. You guys have been close over the last few years. You've lost in a regional final the last 5 seasons. The last 4 losses were by a total of 15 points. Jayla, what would that mean to you if you guys can get over that hump and give you a chance to close out your career at the state tournament?
So it comes to show that it doesn't really matter our history. So we've been close every time. We've been upset. We should have been to the tournament, and we haven't. So I think just if we play hard and we do what we need to do and we don't fall into the bad habits that we work on starting early, that we'll be able to get to where we're at goal, where we know we can be playing it, where we know we should be playing.
Well, I see on your schedule that your team will get at least one chance to play at the Casey Center, as you guys are scheduled to face Urbandale there on February 7th. That will be your next to last game of the regular season before the postseason starts. Ainsley, if you guys are fortunate enough, you know, to make it to state, how beneficial do you think it will be to have that game, you know, under your belt and give you a chance to see the arena and then the shooting background and everything?
Seeing the ball go, and I think that really helped if we can meet our goal and maybe the next season.
Well, hey, I appreciate the time for both of you ladies tonight. I was telling Coach I'm going to the Iowa State football game on Saturday. Then I'm going to come over and watch you guys play. So I'm looking forward to that. Should be a fun season. So thanks a lot for coming in tonight.
Thanks.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa for Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're looking to buy your first home, upgrade, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny girls basketball coach Nate Toby and senior guards Jayla Williams and Ainsley Keene. I appreciate the time from all three of them tonight. And I'm not sure if I'll have a podcast next week or not. It's kind of a light week on the sports scene with the Thanksgiving holiday. So I'm not sure if we'll have time for a podcast next week or not. But if we don't, come back in 2 weeks for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.